Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechtas Yumin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is discussing the din of the Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata that's done Lefnai Lefnim by the Pair, by the Sar, and the Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata that's done in the Oil Mayid. Particularly, really did the Lefnai Lefnim. We're doing the Oil Mayid. It really says V'Chein Yasal Oil Mayid. So we learn out a Hekesh that the whole dinim that we have, lefnai lefnim, the achas lamala v'shev lamata of the par, the achas lamala v'shev lamata of the sar, applies to al-mayin, and the Gemara discusses one, and you have the problem of dov alam behekesh, chayz alam behekesh. That's the Gemara. So now the Gemara brings that the Raisa says, you're not maza on the parechas, you're maza kenega the parechas. The dam is not supposed to be hitting the parechas, it's supposed to be opposite the parechas, kenega the parechas. And Abazar Biasi says, I saw the Parechas personally in Rome, and there's a lot of Tibidam on it from the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippurim, and the Gemara explains how he knew it was specifically from the Par and Sar of Yom Kippurim. And the Gemara stops there. The Dvar Sakasha Tamina Milsi says, Achila Rabbanan, Abazar Biasi Shkurim Meshaker, the Rabbanan holder Abazar Biasi was lying. If the Dam was on the Parechas, you see he's right. So Dvar says, no, the Rabbanan hold that maybe it wasn't intentional. Shalevi Miskavin, it was Nagu B'Perechis, because it says later anyway, Im Nagu Nagu, it's allowed to touch the Perechis, it just doesn't have to touch the Perechis. So maybe Shalevi Miskavin, he was being mazi, he wasn't being careful where it went, and it went on the Perechis. And Abelezer says, no. First of all, if it wasn't intentional, you wouldn't have had all eight Zrikas on the Perechis. You would have just had some of that, right? Some yes and some not. That's the first time he says. And the second time he says is kind of zizimhein, kind of don't do things tam mikra haphazard. If it wasn't supposed to go on the pareches, it wouldn't have gone on the pareches. And Baruch the Teis Hashanim Teis Rosh, they say the same thing as the Ritva. They just start the other way. They ask the kasha the other way. Blessed Rav Yosi says, I was in Rome, I saw that there was on it. What's your kasha? Maybe it was Shleivim Miskavin. So they say the same two turitzim. First of all, it wouldn't have been all of them, and second of all, kind of zizimhein. Al-Kabban and both of them seemed to Neman. Reb Lezer basically thought it was a raya, or at least suggested that it was a raya from the fact that it was on the Perechus, and Reb Lezer say no. It could have been Shleiv Miskavin, and what's the Havimina? Why did he think it was a raya? Because it wouldn't have all been on, or kind of Zizimei. But Lamaisi, see from the Rishainim that there's no problem if it touches the Perechus, even though the words in Nogu Nogu was only said on the Raisa of the Par Helm Davish Tzibur. There it says, Tanan nami gav velner shal tzibur kai gavna, kshumaz lo yinogim peregzim vim nogu nogu, it says. So the verse he wants to know, how come there it says vim nogu nogu, and here it doesn't? Why is it that way? And he wants to tie up that vaisis from the Gemara, that by the parents of Yom Kippurim, if it was nogu, it would be puzzle. Then you're going to be back to the Rishayim's kasha. How are we going to understand the chi according to the Rabbanan Blazer basically was Shkur and Meshachet? But you have sometimes in the Gemara that way. But Al Kalpana mentioned the Gemara, he wants to tie it. But he wants to know what's the pshat. Why would there be a chilek? What would be the reason for the chilek that by the Pair and Sar Yom Kippurim, if it touches the Parechas, it would passel it, and by Pair Vesar of Helam Dov, it wouldn't? So he wants to say like this. By the parasir of Yom Kippurim, it says v'chein yasal oil mayid, meaning lafuke lefnai lefnim. There are two dinim. There's a din you have to do azayis lefnai lefnim, and you're not yaitzer without lefnai lefnim. Those are azayis kenegad akaparis. You have another din you have to azayis bedafkan the oil mayid, and the azayis in the oil mayid have to be in the oil mayid. They can't be lefnai lefnim. Now zakta that you have a gemara in Zvachim, daf yadalim niktiyat kayin kaidim shigiyas vanlim isbech. It doesn't work. Let's say a Kayan is doing Hazah, and he finished his act of Hazah, but the Dam didn't hit the Mizbech, and it became a Balmum, it doesn't work. B'chiddish. You would say, Balmum, he can't do the Avayda. When he did the Avayda, it wasn't a Balmum. The Tarit says, but the Avayda wasn't finished yet. So you still need him, you still need the Kayan, to not to be a Balmum until the Avayda is finished. So Ibazai, the Tainan de Gursuri, he learns from there, that who would then, when you're saying that the Zrika of the Oil Mayid has to be in the Oil Mayid, it means until the Gemara of the Zrika has to be in the Oil Mayid. Azak Dazai. The Parechis itself, the thickness of the Parechis, the Chud of the Parechis, is that Hechel? Was that Kedish Kedashim? Taisus earlier is Mashma, Taisus says that the thickness of the Parechis is Kedish Kedashim. So Kum Dais, while this Zrika started in the Ayil Moed, it started in the Heichal, but the Zrika ended up in the Kodesh Kedashim. If the dam is on the Pareches, that means the dam is in the Kodesh Kedashim. It's in an area which has Kedushas Kodesh Kedashim. So that's a psul. Has to be in the Ayil Moed. By Pahel Davish Tzibah and Sira Vedizaram, it doesn't say anything about Ayil Moed. It doesn't say anything about Kodesh Kedashim. Now, of course, the Kohen can't walk in Kodesh Kedashim. I have a Chalei Sala Kodesh. But the pshat is, the dam has to be al pnei ha-parechis, it says. It's al pnei ha-parechis. Whether it hits the parechis or not, it's still on the parechis. It's still al pnei ha-parechis. It's called keneged ha-parechis, even if it hits the parechis. I'm not going to argue. But here, you need more than that. You need oil mayind. And it's not in the oil mayind. If it hits the parechis, then it's already in the Kodesh Kedashim. So the Zrika didn't end up in the oil mayind. It ended up in the Kodesh Kedashim. And that's why it's possible. So he says that really, midaraisa, even the parayel davish latzibur and siyav edizar could even lechatkila touch. That's all called pareches. It's just since the par and sarav yom kippurim are not allowed to touch even b'di'evid, so the rachamim said that this also you shouldn't touch. But that's how he holds. But like we said, the rishonim are mafurish not the way. The ridva and the teis rishonim, teis rosh all hold that this din that it could touch applies to the par v'sarav yom kippurim also. And that's how they explain why, according to Rabbanan, there was dam there, because of Shloim Miskavin. So you see, clearly they are not like the Gvur Sivi. Now, do we have to answer the Gvur Sivi's taina that now if the dam is in the Kodesh Kedashim, it's possible? I'm not sure if it's such a Gevaldik Akasha. It could be as long as the Kain is in the Ayil Mayid, that's a Kiyim of Ayil Mayid. But Lachari, you could say a little bit more. We said earlier in Daf Nebezim Abez, we said it from Rabbi Malin, that he says that by the Zrikas of Yom Kippurim, there's no din where the dam should touch. By the every other Zrika, I mean the Zrika, all the Zrika of Nim, who would then by the Par Elam Davish Hatsiba, but by every other Zrika, the Marshal, the Zrika of the Chatzayis Kitzainis, the Zrika and the Azor, whatever it is, there's a din that the dam has to touch the Mizbech. That is the Chefs of the Zrika, the dam touching the Mizbech. That's why, if it's Nikta Yad Akayim before the Dam teaches the Mizbeach, so he didn't do a Zrika. But he brings from the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech says clearly you don't have that din by the Mishnah Lamelech in Avayu Sevi Kiburim Per Gimelech. Hey, you don't have that din of Nikta Yad Akayim by the Avayde. Since it doesn't have to go Bein Abandim, it doesn't have to, not the chat that it has to touch the floor, it doesn't have to. It's a din hazah in this place. That's what he brought then, if you remember. He brought the Rashi in Zvachim, Ezim Mekayim in Zvachim. It says that Parvus Hashem Kum Shasim Tzafen, the Kibbul Dam Lech Shav Tzafen, Dabatan Azah, Al Bein Abadim Al Prechis Al Mizbech Azah. He says, what's Azah Al Bein Abadim? The Kain is Eimid Bein Abadim, and he's Mazah, and it doesn't have to touch the Kafiris. Right, why is Rashi giving you all these details? The Torah says, that's the Chefs of the Zrika. You want to understand where the Zrika is? The Zrika is the Kain's action is where the Zrika is. Everything else, it's tan, a matana, kenegana yaseid, it's tan, a matana, lamala, lamata, it's matana on the mizbech. Here, it's not tan, a matana anywhere, it's just the azar. So merely, you can't say that if it touches the kaperis, I mean the parechis, then it's in the Kodesh Kedashim. Even if it ends up in the Kodesh Kedashim, his azar is completely finished. When he does the azar, it's finished. The dam doesn't have to be anywhere. It just has to do azar in that place. So mela, I'm saying that's pshat in the Rishonim that there's no psul if it's negeya to the pareches. Now, just one ara, which I don't understand so well. I'm learning the Rambam. The Rambam in Maaseh Karbanos, Perkei Halacha Yudei, says the following. He's talking ve'echa mazim idaman ve'kama mazim hem. He's talking about the chatayis primiyos. He wants to know where do we do the azar and how much do you mazim? Par v'sar shem v'kiburim dam kol echa tayin shmoyna hazayis al bein abadim. They need 8 azayis and bein abadim and 8 on the pareches. I mean, he said ushmeina al ha-pareches. And then he repeats it again. And alach yigimu parim nisrafim v'sirim nisrafim, meaning the pal davish l'tzibu l'tzir v'desar to parakayim mashiach zayik dam kolach when sheva hazayis, it's 7 azayis al ha-pareches hamavdalos mekadish mekadish gadashim, on the pareches that splits between the kadish and gadashim. And once again, in Hilchas Avedi Simi Kippurim, Berek Dal Lach Avei, Zeram says, Achach Neidl Dam Apar Me'al HaKein. He takes the Dam Apar from the Kein, right, it was resting there, after Uchnai Afnim. U'mazim Menu Al HaPareches, Keneged Arin Shemayin Azayis, U'mei U'mniach Dam Apar, V'Neidl Dam Asar, U'mazim Menu Al HaPareches, Keneged Arin Ches Azayis. And they keep saying that the Zohar is al ha-pareches. Agamara says, Eino imaza al ha-pareches, ela mineged ha-pareches. And he keeps saying it al ha-pareches. It seems clear to me that the Rambam is passing like a Les Rebbe Yesi, maybe because of the Meister Rav, because he saw it. I don't know, but the Rambam is passing as al ha-pareches. It's a funny thing, the Mishnah Melech and Lilz Vesey Yopurim, Per Gimel Ocha Hei, says like this. He says, Leibira beinu zal im loy noga adam bein bad the aron oy bepareches im also loy zo aloy. He doesn't explain this. What if the dam didn't touch the bein badim? What if the dam didn't touch the pareches? The Rambam doesn't say what the din is, if he also not. It sounds the Mishnah Melech is learning Achila has to touch the pareches, and if it didn't, the Rambam didn't explain what's the din b'di'avid, and it brings a tesis that says that the dam doesn't have to touch the pareches. So everyone's bothered with the Mishnah Melech. You have a kash, you have a shayla in the Rambam. What happens if the dam doesn't touch the pareches? And you have a tesis that says it's okay. What about the Gemara? What about the Gemara on Yom Daf and Zayin? What happened to that? The Gemara says it doesn't have to touch. What do you bring the tesis for? And he says, and according to tesis, they says what we said before, that even if it's nikdi yada, but they want to know. But no one was ma'ir, I didn't see yet. Anyone in the version, they all speak about it, because they all speak about this Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech says that I don't see in the Rambam what's the din if it doesn't touch the parechus, and I have a tesis that says it's okay. What do you do with the version Gemara that says it's okay? I mean, the Gemara maybe has a machlekes. It doesn't say clearly. The Sham is clearly there's a machlekes. And in the Bavli, it's not very clear. But I didn't see anyone being ma'ir. The Rambam says four times, Yumaza al ha-parechus. The Rambam seems clearly to paskin that the Zohar is al ha-parechus, not like the Gemara that says that the Zohar is keneged ha-parechus. I'm a little matmiya. I don't know if I'm missing something, but it doesn't sound like the Mefarshim understood the Rambam that it has to be al ha-pareches, and he's not paskening that it doesn't have to be al ha-pareches. To me, the Rambam seems to be saying it clearly. I looked in Likutei Halachos from the Chafetz Chaim, and he brings down the Gemara, it doesn't have to be Negeya, and in his Tziyunim, he brings the Smag. I guess he noticed the Rambam doesn't say one way or the other, but so he brings the Smag, but he doesn't say that the Rambam argues. I don't think anyone learned of the Rambam like me that al ha-pareches means it has to touch the pareches, but I don't see any other way to learn the Rambam. Okay, Sarachin. Now, the Gemara says, how did Blazer Beishi know that it was a paravasar of Yom Kippur? Maybe it was a paravasar of Paral Ndavish Latzibasir of Edazar. So the Gemara says, because he saw it was a Vidi Kisidron. And then when the Gemara said that he said that the Paral Ndavish Latzibasir and the Sir of Edazar, it was Negea, how did he know that? Maybe it was the paravasar of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says it was done Shalai Kisidron. What does it mean, Kisidron and Shalai Kisidron? So Rashi says, Kisidron means that it's done in a row. Malu Mata Kamatzlif. It's done in a row. You have one on top, one, two, three, four, going down progressively. So Oy Bezoi, you see from here Gavaldi Gazach that on Yom Kippur there's a din that the eight Hazayis have to be done progressively. Right? And that's how Rashi teaches Kamatzlif, Kamagdana, that it's done down one and then lower, then a little below, then a little below, then a little lower, all eight done Lamal Lamata progressively. And by Par and Par El-Davish El-Tzibur, it doesn't have to be done progressively. What's the pshat in that? Where do we get that from? So the Me'iri says something interesting, and the Rosh Hashanah was mechavan to it, that the Gemara says a little bit later, that the Par of the Yom Kippurim, he was on the inside of the Mizbech. In other words, he could have been right next to the Pareches. The Par of El-Davish El-Tzibur has to be out of the Mizbech. It's 20 amos away from the Pareches. So obviously, if you want it to be done all eight in a neat row, you got to be pretty close. But the Payal Davish Latzibur, he was quite far, so he couldn't get it into a row. That's what the Me'iri says, and the Shash is mechavan to it. Interesting shot, more of a practical shot. The Mishnah Melech, in Elchus Ma'aseh Gabbanas Perakei Alacha Yigimel, says that the shot is, when you say it has to be Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata, you're being mechalik, so how is it going to look? I mean, it's also true that the Achas Lamal and Sheva Lamata, one was a downward stroke and one was an upward stroke. But besides that, it has to have it with some tzura that one's Lamal and Sheva Lamata. So that's, if it's done progressively, then you see one Lamala and you see the seven one following it Lamata. And that's why it has to be done that way. That's what the Pasuk means, that you do Azah Apnei HaKapayrus, and then V'lefnei HaKapayrus Yazet, right? He's always saying, Allah Kapayrus, Lefnei HaKapayrus. It only could work if it's a Shura. Mashaikim, but the other ones are just a Shavapam and don't say anything. So Mel, you don't need Kesidron. That's the Chari Pashim Pshad, because according to Rashi, a Taitch's Matzlof Kesidron is a dinner needs Kesidron. Is a din unique matzlof, and that's only said by parvasar shem kippurim. And what's the akib pshat? So he says it's thing that more understood. If one's the mal and sheva lamat, then it means it's kesidron. If you just have sheva zay, it's mechadesa. But the other rishonim, the ritva, the rishonim, the teisa rush, they teach kesidron differently. They teach kesidron means one taka lamala and seven lamata. You see, it has to do with how they learned when the gemara said before. The Rashi learns it means, kamatzlof means it's done in a row. In other words, it wasn't one that was on top and seven that were on bottom. It was kamatzlof meaning in a row. It tells the Rashi there learns kamatzlof means the stroke. The stroke was lamal, the stroke was lamata. So I'm learning like this, that avada l'didon, according to the Mishnah, if you hold, you do not need to touch the pareches. Or to touch the kapiris. So then, the only difference in the mal and lamat is a stroke. They hold, it doesn't have to be in a row, because it doesn't say anywhere it has to be in a row. But, so what's the pshat here? It's kesidron. Here, if you hold, it does have to touch the pareches, then it's very simple. Well, the mal means on the top half of the pareches, and seven lamat means on the bottom half of the pareches. That's a taich. If it doesn't have to touch the pareches, so what does it mean? What's the mal and what's the matah? It doesn't touch anything, like we said. So what's the mal and what's the matah? So that's what it means. It wasn't miskavalaz as leil lamala v'leil lamata, meaning that it's just a stroke. Kamatzlof means it's an upward stroke or a downward stroke. That's how they teach kamatzlof. Rashi says kamatzlof means in a row. That even if it's not on anything, but it has to be in a row. There has to be leil lamala lamata means it's not one on top and seven on bottom. It's a row of eight, and row of eight means that one of them is going to be the first in the row, and he's called the lamala. And the other seven are going to be last in the row, and they're called the mat. Now, it's also true that the lamala is done in an upward stroke, lamata, and downward stroke. That's also true. But the first thing of the kamatzlof means that it's done in a row. And that's what shtels of ek, like the Mishnah says, one lamala, one lamata. The other Rishayim hold no. Oh, the whole thing is a stroke. It doesn't say to do it in a row. So what's the pshat kesidron and shlei kesidron? Because if you hold it, does have to touch the pareches. That's what the Ritva Tashem is saying. Then I'm going to see one on the top half of the breiches and seven on the bottom half of the breiches. That's kesidron. Vashen Kain, the pyre and the star of Yom Kippurim, I mean, of Hel Damshel Tzibur, there's no din lamal lamata. That's why it's really kesidron. That's how they're learning the Gemara. And now let's go back to the Gemara says, what's in the sarvul edam and medam? The two dam, the two bloods gets mixed up, the dam is sar and the dam is pyre. Rashi says, before he did anything, before he did the Vedas Prim, and Taisus, Taisa Shanim asked the Kasha here, Taisus asked the Kasha on the next bite, on the next Rashi, it's the same Kasha here, that before Lefnai Lefnim, you cannot mix up the Dhamma Paradigma Sar, because the Sar wasn't Shechted yet. The Gemara said that the Sar is Shechted before the Matin is Dham, it doesn't work, so Mel is not Shechted to mix up the Dham. But Al Kopanim, they say it's by the Elamai. But this is what the Gemara says, if the two Dhams gets mixed up, what's the din? Rava said, do one zrika, and the zrika worked for both of them. The zrika worked for both of them. You did the par and the sar together, achas lamala, sheva lamata, it works. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu was very upset. Avoy tipshoi, mishin the asamar of shaykhim, shmaisi the mechashkan, you're doing the sheva lamata of the, you're doing the achas lamala of the sar before the sheva lamata of the par, so it can't work. Now, as Vaishnav says, if they're done at the same time, there's no Chsarin and Seder. If you have to do the par before the Sar, doing it at the same time is fine. But the thing is, there's four. There's the Lamal of the par, then there's Lamata of the par, then there's Lamal of the Sar, then there's Lamata of the Sar. So if you're going to do the Lamal of the par before the Mal of the Sar, I mean before the Lamata of the par, that's a Chsarin and Seder. Even if you do it at the same time as the par, but you did the Lamal at the same time as the Mal of the par, but you did the Mal of the Sar before the lamata of the par. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what did Rabbi Yirmiyahu say to do? So do at first l'shem par, l'achas l'mal sheva lamata, and then do l'shem sar achas l'mal sheva lamata. So, the Rishayim, the Dva, Teis Rishayim, Teis Rush, they all say the same thing. They ask two kashas, really. One kasha is that why aren't you yetsa the par anyway, even if you don't have kavana, you should be yetsa the par before you did the sar, because Because mitzvahs, if you hold mitzvahs shirchus kavana, fine. Saying so you never did a zrika on the sar. But if you hold mitzvahs ain't shirchus kavana, so the ma'aseh did a zrika of the sar. That's one kasha. And also they have the kasha of Al-Tesef. The Gemara in Zvachim Nafei, it's also Bruno Rashana Daf Chavches. What's the din if nitana matan echad, something which is supposed to get one matan of the mizbech, like a bechar ma'aseh in Pesach, gets mixed up with nitana matan dal, it's something that shnayim shem dal, like a shlamim, or an Eilo, or an Asham. So Bishua says you can only do one Matana. Because once you did one Matana, anything more will be Baal Taisif for the other one. Right? It will be Baal Taisif for the Bechar. So when I say here also, it's Baal Taisif. You're doing two times Achsam Al-Vashem V'Lamata in the Parah and the Sar. Why do you say it's Baal Taisif? So they answer the same Teretz for both Kashas. The Teretz is that Mitzvah Shichas Kavana is only Bizman HaMitzvah. If it's shaloi bezmana mitzvah, then everyone agrees that mitzvah shirchus kavana. Now, mitzvah ain't shirchus kavana means bezmana mitzvah you can create a mitzvah that kavana. But to mess up the mitzvah, shaloi bezmana mitzvah, like let's say for Baal Taisif, there the halacha is mitzvah ain't shirchus kavana. Gemara says this in Erev and Nafkuf. The Gemara says, legami tefillin, that if Shabbos lams man tefillin, or even if mitzvah ain't shirchus kavana, but it's not a problem about Taisif on Shabbos, because shaloi bezmana you definitely need kavana. So if Shabbos lasts with tefillin, you could wear the tefillin on Shabbos, or even two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos, because during the week you can't, if Shabbos is man tefillin, you can't wear two pairs of tefillin. It's Baal Taisif. I'm Mitzvah Shirchus Kavana, but if you're Mitzvah Ain't Shirchus Kavana, it'll be Baal Taisif. But if you hold, even if you hold Mitzvah Ain't Shirchus Kavana, but that's only Bizmana. Shloi Bizmana, it needs Kavana. So here also, when is this man Zrikas Asoy? After the par. Till you finish the par, there is no Zman of the Zrikas Asar. It's interesting because it is Yom Kippur. But Teretz is not called the Zman of Mitzvah because since it's Ma'akev, you have to do the par first. So it's not called Bezmanai. If it's not called Bezmanai, then doing it Shalai B'Kavana doesn't help at all. There won't be any problem. So the Netziv is Meisif a little bit to the Shtickle. The Netziv asks a kasha like this. He says, what was Rava's pshat? Why did Rava say to do one Zrika for both? Rava's also Maskam L'Chatchili should do the par then the Sar. So why should he do both? Why not first do the par, then do the sar? What was Rava's pshat that he wanted you to do both together? Why? Einachinami is not ma'akev. You could do them together according to Rava. He didn't hold the problem, but he wasn't aiming on the problem that you're doing the lamala, the sar, before the mat of the par. But why shouldn't you do them together? Right? The halacha is you should do the par first. Zakti Netziv, Rava is a Shitasa. Rava in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Ches, holds mitzvahs ain't shirchus kavana. And not only that, he holds even for Baal Taisif, it's ain't shirchus kavana. So the Netziv, he says in his Marichan in Hamak Shela, the Netziv says, Vaisis from there, Al Kabanim Shit, this Rava is that even kavana lepech doesn't help. If you do a mitzvah, it counts, period, no matter what you think. Even if you mechavan not to do the mitzvah. The mitzvahs ain't shirchus kavana means it works. So Mamela, Rava didn't have an Eitzah. You don't have an Eitzah to just do the par and then do the sar. If you did the par, Mamela works for the sar. That's what Rava is saying. You do the Zrika, and Mamela works for the par and the sar. You don't have any Eitzah. So he doesn't say this. He says it's Bekitzer, but I think this is the Pshat. Rava held that didn't hold of this Joshua the Gemara, Vechila Mechaber, that you have to Mechala the Dhamma par before you start the Dhamma sar. Didn't hold of this Joshua. So Mamela, since you could do them both at the same time, so you don't have an eight, so you have to do them both at the same time. Because it's Mamela done at the same time. That's of Shannon Rava. Rava holds it is his man of mitzvah. Zakyabim, you know, it's not his man for the sar yet. Once you say it's not his man for the sar, then you have the eitzah of doing a shaloi b'kavana. Like the Yushanim say, because shaloi b'zmana, you need kavana. But Rava, who didn't know it was shaloi b'zmana, he thought it was b'zmana, and Rava holds mitzvah ain't shirchus kavana. So you have no eitzah to say, do without kavana. B'zmana, Mitzvahs ain't shirchus kavana. That's why Rava said to do it together, because you have no other eitzah. Kom Rav Chisdin said, no, you can't do it together. And once you can't do it together, so they'll have an eitzah of not being mechavan. That's the pshat in the Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.